Today at St Thomas's Hospital, after 12 years of hard work, determination and raising funds, the ambassadors of the Mary Seacole Trust saw their dream come true as a statue of the famous black nurse was unveiled. Among the A-list crowds were Baroness Scotland, Hollywood film star David Harewood, David Fox and his wife Joanne David, look a bit starstruck there, and Sergeant Johnson Bahari, VC. So, let's go.
Hi.
Edward Fox is my name. My wife is Joanna David with me.
So you've come along to the unveiling of the first black woman statue, I believe.
Yes, it is.
So why were you invited, or why would you be, you know, interested in that?
Because we're very good friends, primarily with the architect,
the sculptor,
Martin Jennings, and he invited us. But it's a great privilege and a great honour to be here.
Are you sort of history buffs anyway? I mean, do you know the story of Mary?
Well, I hadn't got such knowledge of her, no. And she obviously was a remarkable human being. And everybody who's spoken here, from the armed forces to nurses who've worked in the battlefield, you know, now, and to all the Caribbean nurses, there are lots of the nursing staff here. They all spoke wonderfully. Marvellous. And she will be an inspiration for generations to come. And yes, it is the first statue of an African woman. Yes. And my goodness, I urge anybody to get over here and look at it. It's right outside St Thomas's Hospital in the most lovely garden, overlooking, you know, the Houses of Parliament and Big Ben. And it will be lit at night, and she'll be there to inspire one and all.
You've given me goosebumps. I couldn't have said it better.
I agree with all of Joanna. So she's an inspiring... Her story is a very inspiring story. And a very important one to hear today.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for speaking to me.
Not at all.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can you give me your name and title?
Yeah, Sergeant Bihari, VC.
You're also really esteemed. You're one of the highest medal holders for bravery.
That's right. One of six in the UK.
Hey. So today, coming along for you, what does it mean to you?
Coming along here today for me is it's a great pleasure. Born Caribbean myself as Mary Seacole, and coming to the UK as Mary Seacole, the only difference is I managed to get to join the British Army. When she asked to volunteer to be a nurse, she was refused. On a separate note, I was accepted to be a soldier. She went to the Crimean, I went to Iraq, I went to Kosovo, I went to Northern Ireland. But what we have in common, that I've got the Victoria Cross. We started from the Crimean War. So,
oh, really?
The metal was captured in the gun that the Victoria Cross is made from, was captured in the Crimean in Sebastopol.
Well, I never knew that.
And that metal been still used from that cannon,
so
from
that's
the Crimean.
Sure metal. Wow.
Plus, I am Scottish, African, and Indian descent. So, where do I start or where do I end? You give me more reason to be here.
My name is Rudy Lickwood. I'm actually one of the ambassadors of the Mary Seacole Memorial Trust. 13 years ago, I was called in to try to help raise funds, to create the awareness of the hard work that Mary Seacole has done. When I do my stand-up comedy, I try to talk about the achievements of black and Afro-Caribbean people and what have contributed to the UK. And today is such a magic occasion to actually be here and actually see the statue unveiled.
Hi, my name is Matt Amison. I'm head of geography at Abbott's Home School in Staffordshire.
Oh, wonderful. So you've come down today for a reason.
Yeah, we've come down. This is the second time we've been down. The first time we came down was to help create the garden with Curtis Blundell, who's the designer, who's one of my best friends. And I heard about an appeal on Facebook for help, and we came to help build it.
So how long have you been building it?
We only came down for one day, but Curtis and a few other volunteers have been working on it for about 3 weeks, I think. Looking really good. Huge statue. Garden's looking really, really good, and I'm just really pleased that the students could come and help, and, you know, it's really good.
Me name Mary Seacole, famous nurse. To the cry me, I'm wise. No, me not Florence Nightingale. That makes up me a noise. Me learn me skills in a Jamaica, where me mother nurse.